Wishing you a gorgeous Wednesday, and I hope you're keeping very well. And this week we're going to be talking about the energy of letting go and the impact of not letting go, and how that can affect our own physical energy, our emotional energy, and even the energy body. So have you ever had those times where something might be irritating you or something might be happening, and you know it's really important for you to let it go, but it just won't seem to leave the mind, and you're thinking about it over and over again? So it could be maybe somebody has passed a remark to you, maybe in your family or in a friendship group or even in work. Perhaps there's a situation where there has been a little bit of confrontation with somebody. Maybe it's some situation that has occurred that has caused you upset or frustration. And you know that for your own physical energy and even your overall well-being, that it's really grating on you and it's not really doing you any good. But no matter how hard you try to let it go, it's causing you a lot of difficulty to be able to release it. And I think this aspect of letting go is probably one of the most difficult ones, because obviously when we've bigger things we need to let go of, there's a process we'll go through. But sometimes when something happens that's a little bit more quick, you know, it might just happen in a moment, or it might be even something a little bit more trivial, you know, it's like not like life or death or anything, but it has just irritated us so much we can't shift it out of our mindset. You could even be walking, you know, in a shop and somebody like bashes into you and you might be thinking about it for the rest of the day. It depends on where you're at. And what I really want you to think about when it comes to something like that is how it actually affects you, because a lot of times the bigger things that we're hoping to let go of that perhaps you've been looking at this month, or these small irritating factors that happen that also irritate us and we can't let them go, they're all doing the same thing, and that's impacting you in a negative way. So then you might go and take your maybe this drained or negative energy out on somebody else, maybe somebody close to you. You might actually be really distracted because your head is like thinking about this thing and you're distracted and not very present when it comes to your current relationships, or even not being able to concentrate properly in your job or something like that. And I think like even situations you might be going through, maybe even like health wise or anything where you're giving a lot of time and thought to something and it's just not maybe healing or clearing itself, and then there's an irritated energy there. So at what point do we decide, okay, this is not going to work for me, and have to really just release the energy of this? I know myself, I had like a situation during the months of July and August, even into September, that I was really trying to get something sorted out, and it was taking so much time and so much of my energy. And the situation finally resolved itself at the start of September, but actually because I had been like quite frustrated by things, I was finding that even after I had kind of finalized and I really got the result that I wanted, I was still in an irritated state. And I was still like more snappy. And like, I remember even being in a shop and somebody like being a little bit rude to me, and I was really snappy and rude back, which I normally wouldn't be to somebody working in a shop. And it's amazing what it does to us. And sometimes we don't even notice. So I wanted to talk about these more kind of trivial things, because we encounter a lot of these. The situation I had now during the summer wasn't trivial, but it was trivial in the sense that it wasn't really going to shape my life one way or another, if you know what I mean. It was just something I felt I had to really pursue and kind of finish out. So what I want you to think about is there something that's even irritating you at the moment? Is there something that's causing you a frustration? Is there just even a feeling sometimes, like I like, particularly as women, you know, when we like have our periods and things like that, or we've got hormone stuff going on, or even maybe if you're going through the menopause or anything like that, you might find like your own hormones are creating irritation and you just don't be able to release it from the physical body or the mind. So look at what impact that's having on you and what tool you can bring in to kind of help release that. You know, is it like I'm recording this teaching on Tuesday and you're listening on Wednesday, but we just did our 10-minute lunchtime meditation today, and I was a little bit kind of irritable before that, actually, and for no reason. I simply have my period and I was finding myself irritable, and when I did that I actually found myself very calm. So are there like different tools that you can use that will kind of just snap you out of that to bring you back? Because when we're irritated and we can't let it go, or we're frustrated by something and we can't let it go, it definitely can affect your day. It can even affect your week or your month ahead. So I hope that helps, and I'll talk to you really soon.